To Shiva and Swami.
Hare Krishna.
And we've got the words here. But the school today is from Royston, and they call the Meridian School. And Sham is a teacher at Royston, and I think you've been talking about
Hinduism,
Vaishnavism, and they've been learning about Hinduism and the kind of lifestyle that we lead and the way we worship. And today we'd like you to speak to them about tolerance, religious tolerance, racial tolerance, and tolerance in general that we should have in our lives, which we all lack tremendously. And hopefully we help these young students for the rest of their time.
Okay.
So Shiva Maharaj, he's based in Hungary. He was born in Hungary, moved to Canada, and back in Hungary. So I'm going to leave it to it, otherwise I might go on forever.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to meet everybody. I'm not going to sit down, I'll just pace, if that's okay. And I forgot to mention that I was actually based here in the UK for 25 years before I got requested to go back to Hungary. And so let me talk a little about tolerance, because it's something that we all have, even whether we know it or not. We're all practicing tolerance. And interestingly, it's the first thing that's in the Bhagavad Gita, which is our primary textbook. It's the first thing that Krishna talks about. It's called Tatikshava, or to be tolerant. And unfortunately, you know, we live in a world where there's a lot of intolerance. People are intolerant of how other people look, how other people think, other people's color, other people's gender, other people's religious beliefs, or lack of religious beliefs. Oh, you're an atheist, well, that's not good. Or you're religious, and that's not good. And then they do something about it when you're intolerant. One thing is that I can't tolerate, I can't stand it. So I can't stand it, I can't tolerate, I can't stand that someone is different. And yet everything in the world that we live in is different. And of course, it's not just between us as human beings, but we see that there are other beings, there are animals, the environment that we live in. And I have difficulty with this tree growing in my yard, and I cut it down. But still, the only way that we're going to be able to live in this world in a peaceful, cooperative manner is that we really need to cultivate tolerance. I'm not going to say learn, because all of you know how to tolerate, just like you're all sitting quietly. So you're having to tolerate me. And instead of chatting, then we're having to listen. And it may be a little chilly in here, but it's certainly chilly outside. And if you go, we're going to be going for a bullock cart ride.
One group has been outside, the next will be after.
So we're tolerating. It's drizzling, it's cold, it gets too warm. There's so many other things that we accept because we don't really have an alternative to it. You can't do anything about the weather in the UK. It's like this. It's been like this, it will be like this, and it's like this right now. So the weather is the way it is. And we accept it. It's a fact. So can we have that same type of attitude with other people? We don't like somebody's habits. We don't like the way somebody looks. But can we get to relate to them and to accept those things in the same way that we get used to the weather? I don't know whether... Well, here in the UK, we don't have a problem. I know, because I've lived here for long enough. The problem I'm talking about is dogs. dogs aren't the problem. The problem is the dogs bark. And in Hungary, they have this phenomena where everyone's got at least 2-3 dogs, and they leave their dogs outside in the yard, and the dogs are barking. So at night, that's all you can hear in Budapest. Budapest is the capital of Hungary. All you can hear is barking dogs, which is okay if it's far away, but the fact is that when it's right next door, then they're constantly barking and barking and barking, and we have, well, we have lots of next-door neighbors at our center, at our temple in Budapest, and we've tried to convince them, can't you take the dog inside? And I explained to them, you know, in a civilized country like the United Kingdom, we'd call the police, and either they take you away or they take your dog away. But in Hungary, they don't have laws like that. So we've had to learn how to tolerate. You just have to get used to the fact how to go to sleep with barking dogs, how to stay asleep with barking dogs, and how to wake up to the barking of dogs, because it's just going on. And there's a lot of things that we need to cultivate to learn this type of broad-mindedness, which starts by just accepting that there are differences. There's a lot of differences in this world, and differences are good. It makes for variety. What if we all look the same? First of all, difficult to actually identify who is who. And I don't know, maybe every girl would like to look like Angelina Jolie and every boy wanted to look like Brad Pitt. But then what do you do with 25 million Brad Pitts and Angelina's walking around in the UK? So it loses the diversity. And that diversity is very important because that's what life is about. We have big trees and small trees and bushes and different types of flowers. And it's that diversity that makes things very beautiful. So actually, if we see the differences are what makes things really nice, it's what makes things entertaining, it was gives variety to the world that we live in, and it actually enriches our own life. So we become very wealthy when we learn how to live with differences, because if we don't learn how to live with them, they're still going to be there. And so unfortunately, you know, we see that in the world we have people who can't tolerate because someone is of a different color, or because someone's of a different religion. And unfortunately, in the name of religion, we see so much violence going on, which is a really contradictory thing. Religion is all about peace. It's not about violence. And yet still, it's happening. Why? The essence of all religion is the same. Because if we're really talking about religion, or if we're just talking about spirituality, is to know and love God. And if you believe in God, well, by definition, there can only be one. There can't be two. So God is that same one God. So what's there to fight about? Why fight about the differences in ritual, the differences in language, the differences in the scripture or the way that people dress? Why not just see that, yes, these are all different people in different parts of the world, who in different ways are actually doing the same thing, and essentially doing the same thing. So similarly, we have different types of occupation. I'm sure you're not all going to become engineers, you're not all going to become dentists, you're not all going to become, everyone's going to be doing a different thing. Because you need engineers, dentists, lawyers, and so many other types of professions. We need those differences. And that difference is what actually makes our world work. But if we're looking for unity, then the real unity we're actually really going to find on a deeper level, on a more subtle level, on actually our spiritual level. And that's where actually everyone starts to resemble each other a little more than we do physically. But that's a different topic, a different subject matter. But still consider your individual identity. We're all here. We all look different. And yet at the same time, we have a common living force that's energizing all of us. And that living force is actually very similar. In fact, it's the same living force that's in everyone. Everyone's conscious, everyone sees, everyone hears, we all feel, everyone wants to be loved, and we all want to love. That type of personal and that type of emotional interaction we're all hankering for. And that self, which is in everyone, that's where actually the real unity is. So tolerance, and I'm just going to actually really conclude, because I'm not going to take so much of your time, is rooted in actually seeing that there's both unity and diversity. That we have a diverse world, but fundamentally, we're made of the same stuff. Fundamentally, we're very, very similar to each other, and we need to be able to relate to both the unifying force that's present within all of us, and at the same time, observe the differences that exist between all of us. So, just take this away with you, this phrase, unity and diversity. It's not something that's just unique to our belief system over here. It's a common phrase that you can Google and you'll see it'll come up. But it's a very valuable way of thinking, that we really find a unified existence. We find the unity between all of us by accepting diversity. And in order to be able to do that, we really need to be able to cultivate this principle of tolerance, which comes with knowledge. And you're all learning and acquiring knowledge in school and trying to relate to how all of these differences can actually be coalesced into a unified world, a better world than we live in. And think about how it is that you can actually contribute, because this world really needs contribution to make it a better place. We really need a lot of unity amongst people, we need unity amongst nations, and we need unity in terms of having a common denominator, and that is that we accept each other for who we are, and we learn to love each other for who we are, because we recognize that ultimately we're all equal. We all have equal rights. Spiritually, we're all the same. Externally, we may be different. But we need to see deep. And when we see deep, then we become deeper people and we become better people. And ultimately, that's what education is about. Sham, is that okay? I don't want to. I was your age. The shorter the classes, the better we liked them. So I'm not going to. I'm not going to prolong it too long. Unless anyone had anything comment they want to make or any question. Otherwise, the next phase is.
The next phase is if you've just come downstairs from the presentation. You're going to be going to put your shoes on, and you're going to be doing a tour of the grounds for the next. So thank you very much.
Thank you for coming, and all the best. Remember, unity and diversity. Hare Krishna.